Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Fox game analyst Troy Aikman. And you happen to know a thing or two about being a quarterback in the NFL, covering the big matchup this week between the Patriots and the Saints. Just what are your overall thoughts on the quarterbacks in this matchup? Two pretty good ones you've got this week.
Yeah, two of the greats, no question. And we've seen these guys play at a high level for a long period of time. And I know it's been somewhat of a frustrating start for Tom because of a lot of different reasons, but you know, they can certainly pull it together at any time. I know that New Orleans is playing great. We saw them last week in their win against the Bears, and they've just got a lot of different weapons. Jimmy Graham has come into his own, and I think the biggest thing for them has been the play of their defense. You know, a much different team than they were a year ago, and of course, New England's defense is playing better as well. It's hard to imagine going into a game with Drew Brees and Tom Brady as your quarterbacks and think that it could turn out to be a defensive effort, but that could be the case on Sunday.
Well, with the Patriots specifically having the head coach quarterback duo that they have with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, how much can you really credit that to having a successful organization? How much does that take into effect of it?
Well, I think, you know, that's really been the key around here. And you've got to get the other pieces, there's no question. But I think when you've got stability at the head coaching position and then certainly a quarterback and you've got a guy, a Hall of Famer, who's playing at the caliber that Tom has throughout his career, that, you know, you're going to be able to put pieces around him, or at least that job's going to be made a lot easier. Now, right now, unlike in Denver and really unlike in New Orleans, he doesn't quite have that with him just yet, and that's why we've seen the offense struggle and be a little bit inconsistent. But, you know, I would imagine that by year's end, when, you know, Gronkowski comes back and Amendola is a little healthier than he is currently right now, that offense will get back to playing at the level that we're accustomed to seeing.
All right, so you mentioned the wide receivers. Obviously, this team has a lot of faith in their younger wide receivers. What are your thoughts on the Patriots putting so, you know, they have a lot of young guys out there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a challenge for these young receivers. And, you know, they're talented guys, of course, but to be playing this early in their careers and to be counted on the way that they've had to be counted on, you know, none of this was expected, certainly. You know, at the time that they were coming into the league. So a lot's been put on their shoulders. Looking at them, they're somewhat inconsistent. They're going to make some mistakes. That's all part of it. It's rare when you have a rookie wide receiver step in and really play at a high level. But the experience that they're getting now through the early part of the season will really help them as they move through the rest of the year. And if they're counted on late, they'll be that much further along.
All right, well, I could talk to you all day long about it, but I won't take up any much more of your time. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.